Bus America. This is the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you here. Greatly appreciate you being here. Greatly appreciate you being here. We have three big things for you to talk about this hour. Number three, General Motors, ready to revamp the way its parts are supplied following an intense shortage of computer chips in a world where they are a must. Number two, Pfizer is ready to push vaccines on those between 5 and 11 years of age. Yeah, pretty remarkable. And number one, congressional districts. The brand new districts in Michigan have been unveiled. Well, they look tremendously different, that's for sure. Tremendously different than they did previously. And that's where we'll start today. Because Michigan's congressional districts are changing. We lost one seat, as you know. We lost one seat. Now, the first draft maps designed by an alleged nonpartisan citizens commission appear to put seven of Michigan's 14 incumbents in competition against each other, which could force them to square off in primaries, move to run in other districts where they don't live, and all sorts of other challenges. According to Bridge Magazine, Michigan, well, as you know, has a 7-7 split in Congress, but is losing a seat due to slow growth or lack of growth. The first draft congressional map would pit incumbents against each other and create other districts that have no incumbents. Nobody lives there. The draft also creates two districts, one in the counties around Lansing, my part of the state, because Alyssa Slotkin lives in Holly. That's not even in the district. Another in the northwest counties of the Lower Peninsula, because it would be a total shift to the first congressional district that Jack Bergman represents, brings it all the way down through the middle of the state. It's an enormous district. It's basically from just north of Lansing to the west end of the UP. It doesn't even make sense. It's insanity. But that's what they put out. Michigan losing that congressional seat because of a stagnant and declining population. 13 districts now. The tentative map leaves the state with just one district with a majority-minority population centered in Detroit. Since the passage of the Voting Rights Act in 1965, which required the preservation of such districts, Michigan has always had at least two majority-minority districts, but apparently we're going to lose one, at least if it stays this way. Michigan's old system allowed the party in charge of the legislature to draw districts every 10 years, but Michigan voters agreed in 2018 to have a panel do it, a commission, allegedly made up of four Democrats, four Republicans, five independents, but we know the independents on this particular panel are not independent at all, in fact. Not independent at all, from what we can tell. Currently, Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence and Rashida Tlaib represent the 13th and 14th district, 14 and 13, respectively, each of which is majority-minority. But under the plan, Tlaib would be the only one in a majority-minority district, with either black, Hispanic, or Asian Americans representing 63% of the population. The proposed third congressional district includes Lawrence's hometown of Southfield, but also picks up parts of the district now represented by Andy Levin of Bloomfield Township. So two Democrats would have to figure out who's going to be there. It would be 56% non-Hispanic white. In the past, when partisans drew maps, they would take into account incumbents and where they lived. The proposed maps show that they are not much of a consideration. In fact, the commission doesn't care. One new district, the 10th congressional district, would include three current representatives, Alyssa Slotkin, Dan Kildee, and Lisa McClain, two Democrats and a Republican. The new district includes all of Lapeer and Genesee counties, plus parts of Macomb, Oakland, and St. Clair. Slotkin's current district, my current district, the 8th, stretches from the eastern edge of Oakland County to Lansing. Wouldn't that be something? Lisa McClain in a Republican year winning a seat and knocking out both Kildee and Slotkin at one time. That would be remarkable, but then you'd need a new member of Congress for the 5th Congressional District. That's what I'm sitting in now, would be the new 5th. And far from Slotkin's home, Holly is the 5th. That would leave her facing her fellow Democrat Kildee, who saw his base in Genesee County erode. McLean would live in the far southeast corner of the new district. So, well, you know, I don't know what to make of all of that. I don't. And let's see here. In the West, Peter Meyer is facing Republicans upset with his vote to impeach former President Trump. But the latest draft creates a district that includes all of Kent County and parts of Ottawa and Ionia counties. It currently includes most of Kent, part of all of Ionia, plus Barrie and Calhoun, which have leaned Republican. That means Kent County, that district would become a blue district almost for sure. Yeah. So it's just a mess. Trying to figure this all out. County borders mean less now. But if this is the way it goes, it's going to be a... it says Republicans would still, according to some, according to Bridge Magazine, Republicans would still hold the edge here. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true or not. Michigan Democrats could be more competitive in state Senate races in 22 if the latest draft boundaries proposed by a nonpartisan redistricting commission are approved. But Republicans would still hold the edge. There could be more Democrats, but Republicans would still hold the edge. That's in the state Senate. I mean, Republicans can't win in Ingham County or Kalamazoo County or Washtenaw County. We know that, right? Anyhow, that's something we're going to be grinding up and going through in the days and weeks to come. Make sure that in the days and weeks to come, you're in the best health possible. You do that by making sure you're at fighting weight. You do that by checking out My Pure Health Solutions. You do that by going to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. Losing weight is the best advantage against any disease, including COVID and everything else. If you want to fight back against COVID, be healthy, you need to drop weight. And America put on an average of 29 pounds each during the pandemic. Unbelievable, but true. 29 pounds each during the pandemic. Remarkably frightening. So lose weight. Go to GruberHealth.com. It's free to look. It's a program custom built just for you. Lower your weight, lower your blood pressure, lower the stress on your joints. GruberHealth.com. Quick break. We'll be right back. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon, and they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.